Marjorie.
All right, welcome. It's the 17th day of June, 2025 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is a regular meeting of the Board of Uintah County Commissioners being held in Vernal, Utah in the Commission Chambers. We're going to start today with a prayer by Wendy Long, the pledge followed by Monica Hill.
Responders and our law enforcement, we ask that thou will bless them, keep them safe, bless them with peace, and bless them and their families at this time. We also ask a special blessing to be upon this meeting and upon the commissioners today, that the decisions that they make will be in keeping with our community and will be in the best interest of those who live here. And we're grateful for all that we have and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Very nice today. All right, approval amendments, June 10th, 25, and June 11th, 25. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion that we approve the minutes as stated.
Do I have any discussion? Call for a vote.
Aye.
All right. Approval of the warrants. Mike, you've changed your appearance considerably.
All for the good.
Thank you, Marge. Try it again.
Is it on now?
Yes.
Okay. Margie Shule, Deputy Clerk Auditor. This is the warrants for June 12th, 2025 for $973,394.38. There was only regular bills other than one $700,000, and it was the annual payment to the convention center from the sales tax, food sales tax.
Okay.
That's all of it.
Anything else on that? Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the warrants as presented.
And any more discussion? I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Any tax matters today? No tax matters. Moving right along. We're going to skip table number four, awarding requests for qualifications. We had some issues with that with the board, so it's not going to be heard today. We'll deal with ordinance number 06-11-2025-01, amending Appendix B of Title 12, driveway and encroachment requirements specification by Jared Kaufman, road encroachment.
By the way, congratulations on the new job.
I'm Jared Kaufman. This is to amend ordinance number 06-11-2025-01. It is Appendix B of Title 12, and this is to reinstate the driveway widths in Section 3 of Appendix B. So it was missing. We're just reinstating the previous found table.
To reinstate which?
So there was a table on the driveway widths for the minimum, depending on what roads they are. That entire table was missing out of the code.
Okay.
So this is just reinstating that pre-existing table.
This was brought up in the work session.
It was brought up in the work
session.
Yes, it was brought up in work session. There has been no changes since then.
I wasn't there.
I know. Commissioner Lefebvre was not there to his
credit. Yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion?
Go ahead.
I make a motion that we approve ordinance number 06-11-2025-01 as presented by Jared.
Any discussion? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gary.
All right.
Next.
This is the next one, amendment to ordinance number 06-11-2025-02, Appendix D of Title 12, blockage of a county right-of-way. This is for adding a winter exemption for the moratorium roads. So this will, the addition is any wintertime exemption requires prior approval by the road encroachment officer. All excavation repairs shall be completed and accepted by written acceptance the summer following winter repairs.
Okay.
This was brought up in the work session last Wednesday, and there has not been any changes since then.
Thank you.
If I remember it, this had already been run past legal. Or
it has.
Both of them,
so
yes.
That's why.
Yep.
Call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we approve ordinance 06-11-2025-02 as presented by Jared Kaufman.
Any further discussion, comments? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, both of these will take effect in 15 days. Per statute. All righty, fee permit or fee waiver request. Deanna?
Okay, Deanna Nyberg with Community Development. This is a fee waiver request from UNS Special Service District Number 1. For requesting a fee waiver for a temporary use permit. We discussed this in last week's work session, and I had an email from Amber Hadlock that I read at that meeting. Basically, this is just a 5K that's put on every year in conjunction with Dinosaur Land Freedom Fest. It's the expenses of the race and shirts, medals, participants, or medals, participants, awards, and staffing. All of the fees for the race go towards that, and there is no profit. They don't make any money off of that race, and they're actually able to keep the race cost lower in this case, just as a community relations event. So they are requesting a waiver of the $100 temporary use fee, temporary event fee, sorry.
I have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we waive the $100 fee for the Special Service District 1 5K race as presented by Deanna.
Any discussion? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. They got neat t-shirts this year. I've already seen them.
Oh, yeah.
They are cool. All right, we have commission assignment updates. We've had a little bit of a change. Commissioner Lefevre will be taking over the Uinta SSD 1 board. Commissioner Norton will be taking over the Mental Health Northeastern, and I will be taking over the Health Special Service District for the remainder of this year. Okay. Do we have any public comment today? No public comment? Commissioner Lefevre, it's yours.
I move to adjourn.
We are adjourned.